Good evening and welcome to worship. You'll notice we're a little different tonight. We're using the recorded music instead of live music, but you have, those are the words you have, so you're welcome to sing along when we get to those songs coming up. But let's begin now with a word of prayer. Gracious and holy God, we ask that as we enter into this time of worship, that we might sense your presence that's already here. Might we hear your word. Might we be guided on your path. Might our hearts be open to you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Be at peace and silence as you listen to the Holy One. The King James Bible, where we'll be reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 27 through 30, and chapter 13, verse 13. We will be doing four different versions of the same section of the Bible. 1 Corinthians 12, 27 through 30. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? And in the 13th chapter, verse 13, and now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. During this silence, allow God to direct you to a word or a phrase from the second reading of the text from the New International Version of the Bible, 1 Corinthians 12:27 through 30, and chapter 13, verse 30. The same verses, but different words. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. And in the church, God has appointed, first of all, apostles, second, prophets, third, teachers, the workers of miracles, also those having gifts of healing, those able to help others, those with gifts of administration, and those speaking in different kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Chapter 13, verse 13. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. During this silence, you are invited to come forward to light a candle to signify a prayer intention or an understanding between you and God. You may also come to the kneeler, as you are able, to be prayed over or to be anointed for healing for yourself or another. For those of you wishing to give a tithe or offering, you are welcome to do so as you come forward to light a candle, take communion, or as you exit the worship center. The third reading is from the Living Bible, the same book, chapter, verse. 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 27 through 30, and chapter 13, verse 13. Now here is what I'm trying to say. All of you together are the one body of Christ, and each one of you is a separate and necessary part of it. Here is a list of some of the parts he has placed in his church, which is his body. Apostles, prophets, those who preach God's word. Teachers, those who do miracles. Those who have the gift of healing. Those who can help others. Those who can get others to work together. Those who speak in languages they have never learned. Is everyone an apostle? Of course not. Is everyone a preacher? No. Are all teachers? Does everyone have the power to do miracles? Can everyone heal the sick? Of course not. Does God give all of us the ability to speak in languages we've never learned? Can just anyone understand and translate what has been said by those who have the gift of foreign speech? Chapter 13, verse 13. There are three things that remain: faith, hope, and love. And the greatness of these is love. The final reading from the same passages of the Bible from different versions. This is from the Message Bible, which is in contemporary language. 1 Corinthians 12, chapter verses 27 through 30, and chapter 13, verse 13. You are Christ's body. That's who you are. You must never forget this. Only as you accept your part of that body does your part mean anything. You're familiar with some of the parts that God has formed in his church, which is his body. Apostles, prophets, teachers, miracle workers, healers, helpers, organizers, those who pray in tongues. But it's obvious by now, isn't it, that Christ's church is a complete body and not a gigantic, unidimensional part. It is not all apostle, not all prophet, not all miracle worker, not all healer, not all prayer in tongues, not all interpreter of tongues. Chapter 13, verse 13. But for right now, until that completeness, we have three things to lead us toward consummation. Trust steadily in God, hope unswervingly, love extravagantly, and the best of these three is love. I was reading this section of the Bible, and when I try to read a section, I try to look at different versions and try to get a deeper feeling for what is trying to be said. When I read this section, I came to the conclusion that this speaks to me in terms of meditative worship. In meditative worship here, we all have different roles and we share in this service. Meditative worship to me is a sharing of worship. To me, worship is stronger in meditative worship than in other church services. The size of the group contributes to this. But the major factor for me is being aware of all of those around me. Now, the seating is different, and many of you know I move our chairs close together, and that's just me being me. But we all have our little idiosyncrasies. The lights in the building, in the room, are much lower. The candles stand out. I feel different in this service. And actually, I felt a lot different tonight, too, because we all stumbled around a little bit, but we made it together. It was slightly different. Now, when we have communion, we do it different than we do in the regular service. I feel much closer because of the other people that are coming up to communion with me. Now, when we sing, it's optional. And tonight you noticed it was a little bit harder to sing stuff we weren't familiar with. There are occasional surprises. Most of tonight's service was a surprise to me too. There are occasional different speakers. Well, you haven't heard me speak for quite a while, and some of you have never heard me, but hopefully you'll hear me again. There is a different format, and tonight we had a much different format. And one of the changes from a regular worship service is that silence. Our period of meditation. It took me a long time before I adjusted to that silence. I've been doing meditative worship here for over 10 years. And when we first started, we started with those songs. So it was really perfect that we, without planning it, brought those songs back for this reference, this talk about what does meditative worship mean to me. When I meditate, I still have to make adjustments. I think most of you have heard of this thing they call AI, artificial intelligence. I am not concerned or worried about that at all. No AI is ever going to duplicate the way mind works. I have two parts of my brain, a left and a right side. They go in different directions. It's impossible for me to keep one thought, one word in my mind. It's constantly wandering. When people tell me you should concentrate, I always wonder, well, what am I going to concentrate with these two parts that are not really working together all the time? So I deal with that. I deal with the silence. I deal with the meditation. Lighting of the candles, we just did that. It helps makes me aware of the needs of all of the people in the group. I feel more connected with them when I think about the fact that they are going through some of those difficult times that we all face and pass through. When someone goes up to the prayer bench, I realize we all need to talk. We need to tell God. We need to unload our problems to God, and we need to unburden ourselves to others. We're all in this journey together. Being a Christian is a journey. It's a process. I'm not alone in this journey. Meditative worship makes me aware that we are traveling together. We traveled together through the service tonight, and we didn't have any problems. We made it. I have done some hiking over the years, and I won't say how many years, but over the years, one of the main things I've learned is it's a lot easier if there's a group. And tonight's service, there was just enough for you to make it easy tonight. I appreciate you all being here. Again, this section of the Bible points out the different paths we are all on. Each of us has one of those things that was mentioned, and some of us have several of them. And I know I don't speak in tongues, but I can be part of the worship here tonight. Now, the last verse that I read doesn't really kind of fit in, but as I read through it, it stood out to me how it ties in to the first part. Corinthians 13:13 is short. It talks about faith, hope, and love. And these are the main things in our worship tonight. We are all here because we have faith in God. Now, Jesus makes a point about faith. It doesn't have to really be big, just a small faith. And we all have that, or we wouldn't be here. We have a little faith that gets us on our journey. Now, when it comes to faith, I personally always feel I don't have enough faith. But my experience has taught me faith is an action best viewed in hindsight. I can see my faith working when I look back at where it got me through. I really don't have a strong faith when I look to the future. That's where hope comes in. Hope is a difficult word that I really don't understand entirely, but it's the part of life that helps me look at the future. To me, hope is kind of like the opposite of anxiety. One explanation or definition of anxiety is fear in search of a cause. Hope is a feeling that things will work out if I just get further on my journey. Now, the last word, faith, hope, and love. Love is a feeling I have when I attend meditative worship. I feel accepted by all of you. I feel that I am in the right attitude and the right location. Paul says the greatest of these three words was or is love. I feel God's love in meditative worship. Now, one final thought about meditative worship. I see a lot of people join our group and move on. I don't know why that is. I think it's part of all of our journey. I sometimes wonder if this worship is much more effective in a small group. It's almost like it's designed for it to be a small group. It's not a small study group. It's a small group journeying together one step at a time. That's all for tonight. Thank you.